Certainly, there was the fifth extraordinary summit of the heads of state and government that took place in Kampala. That was on the 24th Saturday. And amongst the decisions they made was that the M23 leave Goma 48 hours. That is from Saturday. And hence, the deadline is really today, Monday, whereby they should leave Goma and disembark 20 miles from Goma. So we are obviously all observing what how the situation will unfold on the ground in Eastern DRC.
What were some of the other decisions that the heads of state and government made following the extraordinary discussion that they held in Kampala?
The heads of state made key decisions, in fact, 13 decisions on the Dadi summit. And if you don't mind, I will go through the key decisions. And number one, the DRC government was urged to listen, evaluate and resolve the legitimate grievances of the M23, obviously including or taking into account the report of the work already done by the ICGLR, that is the International Conference of the Great Lakes Region. Secondly, the M23 was urged to stop expanding the war forthwith and stop talking of overthrowing an elected government of the DRC. Thirdly, the M23 to stop all war activities and withdraw from Goma. The M23 was also urged to withdraw from the current positions to the ground of tactical importance, not less than 20 kilometers from Goma town within 2 days. Number five, at Goma airport, deploy a composite force comprising one company of the neutral force that the head of state had agreed should be formed, one company of the DRC Army, and one company of the M23. Those are the forces or the composition of forces that are to guard Goma Airport. Number six, in Goma town, there has to be a deployment of one battalion of the DRC Army and the DRC National Police. And those that were initially deployed, because they obviously at Goma town, the police always oversaw the security until it was overrun by the M23. So the head of state has asked that the police should go back and look after or ensure the peace and security of Goma town. The seventh decision was that the police that were disarmed in Goma by M23 to be rearmed so that they resume duty. Number eight, the MONUSCO, that is the UN force, is urged to occupy and provide security in the neutral zone between Goma and the new areas occupied by the M23. That is between Goma and 20 miles or kilometers away. That is the neutral zone that MONUSCO should ensure security of. Number nine, this process shall be supervised. All these processes that I've just talked about shall be supervised by the Chiefs of Defense of Rwanda, the DRC, and is going to be led by the Chief of Defense Forces of Uganda, with the participation of other Chiefs of Defense staff from other member states. And member states, we are talking of the member states of the International Conference of the Great Lakes Region. Number 10, the summit expressed gratitude to the Republic of South Africa for the offer to provide logistical support to the neutral international force. Number 11, it urged the support the efforts of the chairperson of the ICGLR to secure resources from South Africa, Nigeria, Algeria, Angola, the DRC itself, the AU, the UN, and other partners for the neutral international force. When you see or hear the somebody talking about South Africa, Nigeria, and so forth, in terms of garnering resources, it was in a view that quite often in such emergencies, the UN takes time to send the necessary resources. So the chairman, that is President Museveni, is urging the African states to come in and immediately bring in resources that can ensure the effective operation of the neutral international force. It also appreciated the offer by the government of Tanzania. That was on the request of the chair, that is President Museveni, to provide a force commander for the neutral international force. And lastly, Sudan was admitted, or Southern Sudan was admitted to the International Conference of the Great Lakes Region. And the committee approved the application of the Republic of Southern Sudan and accordingly amended the ICGLR Pact that will go ahead to formally admit Southern Sudan into the member state of the ICGLR. Those were the key decisions that we made on the Saturday meeting.
How will this deadline or ultimatum be enforced?
Obviously, within the agreement, the heads of the military of the member states are going to engage. There will be a dialogue with the M23. And during the meeting, there was a mood, there was some sort of consensus that the M23 will abide by this directive of the ICGLR member states. So there was that mood. So having said that, there will be discussions or there will be background dialogue to ensure that the M23 actually ensures that it moves out of Goma by Monday. So all we can do right now is wait and see.